from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To quote Thanos, fine. I'll do it myself.
Let's go.
Let's go in the red. And yes, you drink this in. You drink in the red Josh Allen jersey, and you know the red Infinity Stone is the reality stone. And the new reality is that the NFL's most overrated player is the NFL's most valuable player. Josh Allen is your MVP, perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Well, that is Kyle Brandt. I'm guessing, was that on Good Morning Football that he did that? I mean, Kyle's got so many different things going on. Thanks, Josh. He's picking Josh Allen for MVP. Look, I mean, if there's a year where Josh should be able to have a real good look at it, it's a year like this where there are lower expectations a little bit from on this team nationally. There's been a lot of changeover at wide receiver. Josh has to kind of elevate those around him, and that's how you win an MVP. He's been right there in the mix. I just think it's nonsense when I hear people talk about, well, he doesn't have the hardware, doesn't have the MVP. The dude's been in the top five of voting 3 of the last 4 years. I mean, he's right there every year. Only one person can win it. It's the same thing. Only one team can win a championship. It doesn't mean you suck if you don't win a championship. It's hard to get there. It's hard to do it. You fight as heck as you can. And yes, I know there have been many mistakes over the years and things that can happen to change that from a team standpoint. But, man, and Josh Allen has had a very good look at it. He hasn't won it yet. I know Lamar has two. Patrick Mahomes has multiple MVPs. I think this is a year where if Josh, I'll say it this way. If Josh has the kind of numbers he normally puts up, which is what, 4,200 passing yards, 30-something touchdowns, if he has that and the team wins the division, I think he's your MVP. I think he's got to be, considering this cast that he has around him, considering the expectations going into the season, nationally at least, for the Buffalo Bills, and maybe even locally. Taking your phone calls today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you here at Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Luke in Buffalo, give me an opener, buddy. What do you remember?
Hey, what's up, Sal? Thanks for taking me.
You got it.
So, home opener, 2004. My dad was a Buffalo public school teacher.
Yep.
Some box seats over at Ralph Wilson Stadium, and that was the Marshawn Lynch era. And I remember, like, a super boring game. We definitely lost, but, yeah, that's my opening memory. And taking the girlfriend to her first game ever on Sunday, so pretty stoked for that.
All right, I love it. Taking the girlfriend to the first ever game. Hopefully she has great memories that she can call at some point and say, I remember when my boyfriend, now my husband, took me to a game in 2024. Jake in Toronto, go ahead. You're on the air, buddy.
Hey, Sal, love the show. First time, long time.
Thank you.
I think it was 03. It was Patriots were in the middle of their, you know, Super Bowl years, and we trounced them. I think it was 38-3 or 31-3.
And, 31-0.
Forget the defense. 31-0, okay. And it was the lineman who recovered the fumble, went in after a sack fumble. And that week was on the cover of SI.
Yeah,
that was the NFL is back, and it was him celebrating his touchdown. So that was a great opener.
That was Sam Adams. You remember that, Sam Adams?
Yeah,
there he was, the big guy, right? And I'm going to look up the cover right now because I remember that. And he said, and I think the cover said, away we go, or something like that on the cover, if I remember correctly. That's a great memory. Love that one as well. Let's go to Joel and Clarence. Hi, Joel. You're on the Extra Point Show, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Go ahead.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, the memory I have, and bear with me, I think, I'm pretty sure it was the home opener, was against the, I believe at that point, the St. Louis Rams during the Super Bowl era, and I believe it was the opening kickoff. Steve Tasker laid a hit on a guy, laid him out flat, and I don't remember the player's name, but all I remember was like that feeling was like, oh my God, this season is off. We're off and running. again, I'm pretty sure it was a home opener, and it was the opening kickoff. I don't know if you remember it or not.
I don't remember the Cardinals game specifically there. I went to a lot of the Super Bowl era games. I remember the opening with the Dolphins
at home. This would have been the Rams. This would have been when they were...
Oh, yeah. They did play the Rams back in the 80s, I believe, before they went into the Super Bowl era. And that might have been, that might have happened. I remember that. There was a Vikings home opener. There was a Rams home opener in there. You're right about that, Joel. I'll have to go back and look at the exact year. Thank you. I appreciate that. Man, I got to go back and look at the exact year because you're right. That happened. I don't remember the exact opening kickoff, but man, good call on that right there. And I'm sure Steve can talk about that too on One Bills Live today when he's on. Hi, Marvin. You're up next, buddy.
Hey,
Marvin on a cell phone.
Morning. Yeah, my opening day was 1964, Kansas City against Buffalo.
Okay.
And I believe the score was 35-12 or 13. Buffalo really beat the crap out of them. But that's when the heyday with Kemp and LaMonica was on the team too. He got traded though, and Ray Carlton and Billy Shaw, Sustak.
Man, yeah, you got a good memory. I'm looking at it right now, Marvin. 1964, September 13th, Bills beat the Chiefs 34-17. I'm looking at it right now.
Wow. Well, I was close a little bit.
You were. The Bills were up 30. How about this? I'm looking at the box score. The Bills were up 31-0 in the first quarter. What?
Oh, they killed them. It was a killer. Yeah.
Gogolak with a field goal. Glenn Bass with a pass from Kemp.
Yeah,
Dubenyan with a pass from Kemp.
Gogolak.
Yep. That's right. Dubenyan catches a touchdown pass. Glenn Bass catches another win. All right, how about this? And then Tom Sestak returns a pick six for a touchdown to make it – Sestak, thank you, 31-0. Man.
Yep.
That was a long time ago. Well, you got a sharp brain right there, pal. Thanks for that memory. I love it.
That's why everything I say is valuable.
Everything you say, I'm not going to argue with you, Marvin. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You got it. All right, you got it. That is Marvin. Let's go to Dano, I believe it is, in Tonawanda. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Sal. Thank you. So, you know, I'm a lifelong Bills fan. I was born in 64. My father was actually in War Memorial for that championship game, and there's a picture of him, actually a video of when Kemp's getting carried off. My father was in his London fog on the field going by. But my greatest memory was in 1980 when the Bills beat Miami. It wasn't a really good game because there was a ton of turnovers, and, I mean, Ferguson had a really bad day, but so did Greasy. But what was so memorable about it is that, you know, we had season tickets. Our family had to move to San Jose, California in 78. I came back in 1980 because my little brother had lost his leg, and he was here with my father, and I was going to help him get them back and forth to school. And the game was not sold out, so I had to buy tickets right before the game, right? So yeah. The Bills win this game, and it's the one I remember the most, obviously being emotional, right? But there was grown men in the section where my father had season tickets. I think it was 121, right between the 20 and the 30s, by where the players come out. And grown men were crying, and, you know, holding each other, crying, and everybody was screaming. They went on the field, tore the goalpost down, and it was a magnificent beginning to that season. And I'll never forget that memory. But
you know, Dano, I got to tell you, I'm looking at the box score, and you're right. I didn't realize Joe Ferguson threw five picks in that game that they won.
It was horrible, man. He tried to give the game away. It was terrible.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. I mean, wasn't the cleanest game. But, you know, when you say about grown men crying and people crying in the stands, I think to the Bills beating the Colts or the Ravens in the COVID year, being at home and winning those games in the playoffs, you remember the same emotions were flowing through that stadium. You know what I mean?
Listen, if you look back at the fans, even back to the 60s, right? Now those are the grandpas, right? And now it's like the love of the team is carried down to the children through the generations. And that's my father instilled the love of the Bills in me, and it's never left me, no matter where I've lived. I've been all over the country in my career. I'm back home now. But I'll tell you, it's truly being a Buffalo Bills fan is more than you can't really explain it. I lived in the Bay Area with 15 million people. And they couldn't sell out the Raiders Stadium. I said, I grew up in a place where there were maybe 2 million people, and there was 80,000 people packed in that stadium for decades.
So I love it. Thank you, Dano. Yeah, thanks for sharing that story. That's great. Passing it down from generations. Speaking of children, how about Jessica Pegula last night? I mean, unbelievable. What a performance. I mean, I have never been that dialed in to a tennis match in my life. And I try to catch Jess when she's playing, in majors, when she's on TV, I'll try and peek in here or there. I try to follow her. I don't follow tennis regularly, necessarily. I know some of the big names, obviously. But I know, going back years, that she's had problems with Swiatek. And why not? She's the number one ranked woman in the world. And, of course, right, she's gotten to the quarterfinals six times, never able to break through. And here she goes last night at the U.S. Open, and she's playing the number one ranked woman in the world, again, seventh time in the quarterfinals of a major, and she did it. And she was on fire. What a performance last night. Congratulations to Jessica Pegula, daughter of Terry and Kim Pegula, of course, owners of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres. And now she plays in the semifinals for the U.S. Open tonight. And if she wins, she's in the finals on Sunday, which is going to be pretty darn awesome. So great job. I mean, just that was fantastic last night. I was dialed in. I was at a fantasy football draft last night, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching it on my computer. And the guys, we're in this big garage, my friend's garage. And they're like, what's going on? I'm like, wait, it literally, I'm not kidding, came up to my pick when she was at match point. And I said, can you just pause it? I need to watch this final point. And they did. It was great. It was super cool. Great job. Congratulations, Jessica Pegula. Let's go to Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris. You're on WGR. Chris, you there?
You mean Sardinia?
I'm sorry if I don't have your name right. It's Chris on my screen, but that's you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yes, it's me. So, my memory would be, I think it was the 2000 season. We opened up against Tennessee. It was an 8 o'clock game. I think it was the year right after the Music City Miracle.
Yes.
And so somehow, and I don't know if the rules were different back then or not, and this is going to be more of a tailgate story than a Bills story or a game story.
Okay.
Somehow we were able to get into the parking lot at like noon. And on the way in there, we were driving through East Aurora, and these people had put out like a couch and a chair for the garbage. So, and 20 of us went to this game too. So together, we had 20 tickets together. So we picked up the chair, we picked up the couch. We got in there early. We had a keg in the back of my truck. We parked in one spot. My buddy parked in another spot. We set up a tent in between. We set up basically a living room in the middle of the parking lot with a keg and 20 people and a beer pong table, and just had a fantastic day. And
I love it. And that's Alex Van Pelt. Remember, he started that game, right? Didn't he start at quarterback that game for the Buffalo Bills?
I don't know if he started it, but he finished it. I feel like Rob Johnson.
Oh, you know what? You're probably right. Let me look at the box score real quick. You know what? Johnson started, Van Pelt finished. You're right. My apologies. Yeah. Great job on that. Yeah. Rob Johnson, 9 of 18, 107, a touchdown, 5 sacks in that game. Not a great, pleasantly played offensive game, but the Bills did wind up winning that opener against the Tennessee Titans. You got it, Chris. Thanks. I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Chris, yes, but as you said, Virginia.
It is Chris. Okay, I got
Virginia.
You. Oh, that's why. See, Josh back, he didn't quite catch that, so I apologize, and thank you for that. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yes,
thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right, you got it. We're going to take a time out here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Great memories about Bills openers over the years, home, away. I mean, whatever you're thinking of. I mean, I'm thinking of a game in Kansas City in 2011 when they just completely blew out the Chiefs. That wasn't a road game in 2011, right? There's been some road openers that come to mind, but really it's the home openers. It's being home in that stadium, in Highmark Stadium, that really I think people think about. The Jets overtime game ends badly for the Bills at a kickoff return for a touchdown. Remember that one in the early 2000s? I'm sure a lot of you do as well. There's been a lot of them we could talk about, but some of yours, we're taking your phone calls today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Keep it here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.